Welcome back. You won't believe this. Bitcoin just smashed through the $65,000 mark. And get this, it's not because of some new tech breakthrough or a massive corporate adoption announcement. It's actually all about a softer-than-expected U.S.
Producer Price Index Report.
Right. So, for those who need a quick refresher, the PPI tracks wholesale price changes and acts as an early warning system for consumer inflation. And the news. Easing price pressures in June.
Exactly. And financial markets immediately interpreted this cooling inflation data as a strong signal that the Federal Reserve may finally pause its aggressive interest rate hiking cycle.
It's a fascinating shift, isn't it? This reaction really underscores how Bitcoin is valued now. It's no longer just a digital experiment. It has become deeply intertwined with traditional macroeconomic forces.
That's a crucial point. Historically, Bitcoin has been sensitive to global liquidity and interest rate expectations. It typically faces headwinds when the Fed adopts a hawkish stance and rallies when rate hike expectations diminish.
So this latest PPI data shifted market sentiment toward a much more dovish outlook. We're seeing immediate buying activity as investors anticipate a more accommodative monetary environment. It's exciting to watch the momentum.
It certainly is, but let's look beyond just the macro catalyst. Several structural factors are supporting Bitcoin's momentum right now.
I love that you bring this up. Institutional capital continues to flow into regulated digital asset products, and on-chain data reveals that long-term holders are largely maintaining their positions. That's huge for reducing sell-side pressure.
Precisely. Additionally, we're seeing gradual improvements in regulatory clarity across key markets and ongoing network upgrades enhancing scalability. All of this has significantly strengthened the asset's underlying fundamentals.
So what's next? Looking ahead, Bitcoin's trajectory will depend heavily on upcoming economic indicators. We're watching consumer price inflation reports, employment data, and those Federal Reserve meeting minutes closely.
And from a technical perspective, analysts are monitoring the $65,000 level as a critical threshold. A sustained break above it could unlock higher price targets, while a failure to hold may trigger short-term consolidation.
I think the key takeaway here is clear. Bitcoin has truly matured into a macro-sensitive asset class that reacts directly to real-world economic shifts. It's a whole new ballgame.
It is. While the current rally reflects positive inflation data and shifting Fed expectations, sustained growth will require continued favorable macro conditions, disciplined risk management, and ongoing structural development within the cryptocurrency ecosystem.
Well said. Investors should definitely remain focused on broader economic trends and technical levels as they navigate the asset's inherent volatility. Stay safe out there, everyone.